The Biggs and Barr Show.
Remember, we kicked off the 10,000 snowsuit challenge yesterday.
Yes.
So just a quick reminder, if you have some time this morning, to text the word snow to 45678. $25 comes off your phone bill, and we're going to hit 10,000 snowsuits. Just a quick reminder to the gate.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, the people's favorite Christmas movie.
We have.
So they did a survey worldwide.
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 So you want to know Canada's favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, sure.
It is Elf.
Elf.
It's fair. To that.
That is a fair. That one never really makes the list.
It is also the favorite of Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and South Africa.
Really?
Good people with good sense of humor, clearly.
Yeah. Commonwealth types of places.
That movie Love Actually, which I've actually never seen.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No.
It's a nice movie.
It's the favorite in England.
Of course, because that's where it takes place.
Australia and New Zealand.
Ah.
Hugh Grant is in it.
Really?
Plays the Prime Minister.
I don't think I've ever even heard of that movie.
It's one of those movies where there's a bunch of different stories and they all kind of tie together at the end.
Is it a Christmas movie, though?
It is.
Or is it like Die Hard's
movie.
A Christmas movie?
No, it's not that far off of a Christmas
movie. Because I
think
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Which is crazy.
Your favorite on Home Alone 2 is not on there, Jamie.
It's not on there at all.
Home Alone is in the United Arab Emirates. They love Home Alone.
It is also good, but not as good as the sequel.
Gremlins, number one in Brazil and France.
Really?
Yeah.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas in Italy and the USA, which that's basically
good job.
What it is right now.
Yes, it is. Right now is their Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's perfect.
I don't understand what Germany's is. What is Last Christmas? Who's in that? Does anyone know?
Last Christmas.
That was George Michael?
No, I think
that's a Wham song.
I think that's a Wham song.
It's Christmas, well, the worst one. I
gave you my heart.
You gave it away. I'm looking at the poster for it.
It's Emma Thompson.
No, Amelia Clark.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Very new.
Henry Golding.
Yeah, 2019.
So never heard of it.
That's their favorite. No, I haven't heard of it either.
No.
There is a...
What about your abuse? Sorry, Jamie, go ahead.
Oh, your Night Train to Abuse Land? Is that
number
there,
one anywhere?
Not in there.
No.
Not even on it. Night Train to Abuse Land, which is, what's it called? The Secret Railroad or something?
No, or Express.
Jeez, man. Secret Railroad. Stop making up names. You know what it's called.
No, I do. I always forget. I just call it Night Train to Abuse Land. You know what?
It was on the weekend.
I didn't see that, but I was in Shoppers Drug Mart on the weekend, and they had a toy train set for it. It, like, freaked me out. I had to leave.
Bad Santa on no one's list, eh?
No.
That's a great Christmas
movie.
It's not
really a Christmas movie, though.
It's 100% a Christmas
movie. How can Bad Santa understand that
not be a Christmas movie?
But it's more
movie.
About, is it now really about Christmas? It's
Have
about
you seen
this
it?
Piece. It's about this piece of garbage.
Not all of them
but
are about
Christmas. It takes
Christmas.
Place at Christmas.
Oh, I know that. And there's a lot of movies that are just called Christmas movies because they take place at Christmas. I get it.
Either
it
of you
is
guys
a great movie.
Interested in Fat Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
is
pretty
Is that
good.
The Mel Gibson one?
Yeah. They filmed in Elmont and... I saw some people have streamed it already, and you can see the Terry Fox exit on the 417 and stuff.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Interesting.
If you don't know, Eve Santo, who's trying to be they're trying to assassinate Santa. I just don't know how Mel Gibson still gets work.
After some of his outbursts.
Yeah, he's had some classic
he just goes,
speeches.
He just goes, sorry.
Yeah.
And then he moves on.
I think he just pays for everything himself, then no one can stop it.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever. All right.
Well,
watch movies.
Elf.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we got a economic update from the federal government yesterday.
Yes, we did.
It would send extra child benefit payments to families next year, as well as put some cash into skills training and creating new jobs. They're going to spend up to $100 billion to rebuild the economy that, has had some difficulty.
Yeah,
how's it?
Because
how's
of COVID-19.
I mean, has a rough year, has it?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some criticisms of this. I didn't read it. My opinion won't matter to the federal government, and they won't use any of my suggestions. They never have. So I'm not going to fret over it. Ottawa Public Health changing this year's flu vaccine for residents not considered to be high risk. So the flu shot is in four times higher demand than last year. So starting Friday, FluMist will be the primary vaccine available for residents between 2 to 59 years of age at all of the clinics. The original flu shot will still be available for infants, seniors, those pregnant, asthmatic, or immunosuppressed. So The flu mist, as you may be able to tell by its name, is a nasal spray, like a mist up your nose. We have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and today is Giving Tuesday. So if you're able to donate today, please consider giving to our 10,000 snowsuit challenge.
Yeah.
All you have to do is text 4568 and the word snow, or the word snow to 4568, and it'll be $25 on your phone bill.
Heard a great call on Cosmo's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a guy was just explaining why he's donating and just saying what an awful year for a lot of people. A lot of people lost jobs. A lot of people who want to work can't find work, stuff like that. And he was just, he's no question about donating this year. Nice. So it was a nice call.
Well, Shea listeners are always great.
Yeah, the best.
Seahawks won, beat the Eagles 23-17. There will not be a rare Tuesday night NFL game after all. The game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh has been moved a third time. To tomorrow night due to COVID-19 issues with the Ravens, because that'll solve it, the extra 24 hours.
It's actually, people are really upset. It's actually tomorrow afternoon at 3:40 because NBC is their big Christmas tree lighting thing in New York, and so that pushed. You think the NFL would have precedent over everything.
Have you seen
It looks horrible.
That janky tree that they put up in New York? It looks like they cut it down last year and let it lay on one side.
Yeah, it's awful.
It is awful.
But that is priorities. Pushing the NFL.
Yeah. NBA training camps open today, and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League suspending games until the 3rd of January because obviously you know why, COVID. Drizzle changing to rain this morning. Get up to 7 degrees and some more rain tonight. Maybe some snow. Couple centimeters or so tomorrow, high of 0, and then Thursday sunny at 1. Right now it's 3, and that's the latest. Biggs
and Barr. Hi, it's us. Now, Jason, you have come across the word of the year, correct?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Now, which dictionary is this? Which one of the fans is the Merriam-Webster?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
So they've selected the word of the year, and you've asked us not to look it up.
Yeah, don't look it up.
And to guess what the word of the year is.
Yes.
Like right now or in a few minutes?
No, we can do it later. I mean, I'll put your thinking caps on. Maybe it's not the one you think.
Flummoxed?
It's not flummoxed. Okay. No. It's a great word, but no, it's not flummoxed.
That is a great word. It's not like any of ours, like lollygag or...
No. It's not lollygag either.
Ding dong.
It's not ding
dong.
That's
two words.
Clowns. Is it?
No, it's not clowns.
It's not clowns.
Not clowns?
No. Clowns, very passe.
All right. I'm just looking at ridiculous words. Collywobble.
Not collywobble. What does that mean?
Collywobble refers to a weird feeling in your stomach or an overall bellyache.
Quick collywobbling. Cobble-wobbly.
I don't think that's how you would use it.
I've got a bit of a collywobble right now, but I know the cause, and I'd like you to play the song so I can take care of it.
Fair enough.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Now, you guys have seen the story. You've been following this monolith that appeared in Utah.
Loosely, yes.
So it just appeared in a desert in Utah.
Like a big piece of metal just sticking up.
12-foot steel monolith. So like a triangle made out of metal, 12 feet.
Yes.
Like
found by initially Air Force, pilots flying over an helicopter or whatever.
So it appeared and then vanished. It was there about a week.
Okay, so sounds like a joke.
Yeah, some sort of prank. Another one, though, has been found near an ancient landmark in Romania.
Okay.
So halfway around the world. That one just popped up, too.
This is a message.
No word on where it's from.
Yeah.
If it's an aliens or planning an invasion and marking spots, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? I guess it could be that. I'm not going to deny that. It also could be like the crop circles in England.
Yes.
When those two guys, Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley, it was a hoax for many years.
Yeah.
And then they finally confessed to it.
Have you been remembering their names for this many years?
I looked it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it was a hoax. I looked it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I don't have Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley on the brain.
Wow.
I even had to look at it again to say them a second time. No, but I did remember the story.
Yeah,
about they just two buddies with pranking people.
Sure,
and then one of them died, and then the other one couldn't live with it anymore. It's like, we did it. It was a joke.
Now people will say this is a pretty organized joke for one to be in Utah, one to be in Romania, but with the internet. Wow.
It's just a chat room.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a chat room. Yeah. Some guys who can work with metal are like,
it's a Facebook message.
Yeah.
Now. That's all it is. But ours looks like this. Can you make one like that? Yeah, no problem. When are we putting it out? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll take ours away and then you put yours out. excellent.
Now, though,
Merry Christmas.
With the attention that it was drawing, how did they get it out of there with no one noticing? Because people were going to see it and this and that, and everyone was taking pictures, and all of a sudden...
I don't know. They probably didn't go at night.
That's not the only problem in Utah. They had in the Utah one, because there's no bathrooms anywhere close. So the parks are, people are like, could you stop doing this? Because people just poop and pee
really?
Everywhere.
Yeah, oh, no. Place. Oh, yeah, America.
Yeah.
You gotta go, I guess.
But why would they do it next to the monolith?
I don't know. Something to lean on.
Wouldn't you? Like,
there's lots
of rocks.
There's rocks.
I've been to Utah. It's a fun place to visit, but...
I don't think, like, right beside it. They're just like, because thousands of people went to see this thing.
Oh.
There's no parking for, like, you got to walk a long way to get to it.
So they just found a little crevice and just...
Yeah, between the rocks or whatever. Oh.
You got to watch out for snakes and lizards.
Oh, yeah. You do.
And scorpions.
Yeah. And you don't get your arm caught and have to eat it off like
that
movie.
What's his 20, face? 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah, that was
28 days?
Yeah.
Don't. Not either. Whatever.
All right. Well, hey. It's something interesting. I mean, at least it's not a new virus.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You know? Not until someone cracks it open.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We got
you. Gotcha. With another
get
virus.
A vaccine for this one, pricks.
Aliens having a good knee slapping joke.
Yeah.
Oh. Stupid humans. What a show Earth is, though. Hey, if they're all watching, what a show.
Look at these stupid hairless monkeys. Look at them go.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys think you can guess the word of the year according to Merriam-Webster and dictionary.com?
Wow. Word of the year.
So this is word of the year.
Yeah.
This isn't like new word. This is just whatever the word is.
The word of 2020.
Joy.
Is not joy. No.
Hope.
Not hope.
Loss.
Not loss.
Faith in humanity. That's three
words.
Cooperation, I can tell you.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Something.
Proxy, noxy, malefilification.
No, that's too many letters.
Frigate. Is it frigate?
Frigate.
That's one of my favorite words.
Frigate's a great word.
It's one of my favorite words.
I forgot about frigate.
That is a great word, but no, it is not the word of the year.
Lumbar.
Not lumbar, no.
Let's open the phone. 750-1061.
See if you can guess
what the word of the year is. Right,
you guys keep going.
Is it mask?
It's not mask. No.
Word of the year.
Phlegm.
It's not phlegm.
It's not phlegm.
No, according to Merriam-Webster and dictionary.com.
All right.
Intercourse.
It's not intercourse.
Why would it be intercourse?
Oh, we're going to call.
See
if this person.
People are having a lot of sex.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hi, would the word be pandemic?
That's correct. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Absolutely.
Pandemic.
Way to wreck it for everybody. Thanks.
Thanks
for
the record.
Sorry.
No worries. Thank you for calling.
It's fine.
Yeah, the word is pandemic.
Yeah.
Sorry, according to Merriam-Webster and dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising in the least to me.
No, of course not. If the, you know, lockdown or pandemic, one or the other.
Well, what is their gauge? Now, some say the most used word, right?
Yeah.
Is how they gauge the.
Yeah, what are the most topical, most used
word? Well, I think pandemic would classify.
I would think so, right?
Yeah. This pandemic, like, it could have been COVID.
COVID, but that's, yeah.
But that's just one part. I mean, that is the cause of the pandemic. But pandemic encompasses everything that everyone's going through.
And obviously. Plus, I mean, as bad as it is, and you don't want to have one, a pandemic doesn't happen very often.
No.
So when it does, you want to, you know, take advantage, and that's your word of the year.
Oh, I see. You're taking advantage of it.
Like how awful.
Could have been positive about it, like,
Oh, I don't mean for us. Oh. No, it's not positive for most people. Other than, like, vaccine companies and Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's doing all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Walmart's doing fine.
Yeah.
Pandemic,
Yeah.
Joy, it wasn't frigate.
No.
Not frigate.
Frigate.
It wasn't frigate. No. Okay.
Stop saying frigate.
I think frigate word of the year in 1778.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there was that frigate was the word of the year.
That's because everyone traveled by one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now it's just something you say when you're mad around kids.
Frigate.
Or one day you hear about the pandemic.
Frigate!
Yeah,
every day for the past 9 months.
Frigate.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you know.
Interesting word.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for wrecking our game.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Which province were you each of you born in? Ontario.
All of us, Ontario.
If you had one, what would you name your radio station? Meh. Meh FM.
Meh FM.
Meh.
Not something hard.
No, it's ridiculously cheesy and overdone. Balls to the wall, man. Shut up, man. Just play good tunes. Say some funny stuff. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Man. There you go.
Do you guys care if we have snow on Christmas? I don't particularly care. I just like it to be consistent. I don't like this snow and then mud and snow and mud.
I do like a white Christmas.
Of course.
Oh, it's nice. Absolutely.
I would rather have a white Christmas.
Yeah. But just be consistent.
Doesn't need to be snowing on Christmas. I mean, that's a lovely thing.
Yeah, it is.
But just have that pull up. I mean, no one's pulling up to anyone's house this year. Very few people.
Crunch, the cold crunch of the snow. Yeah.
And just the lights glowing and the, you know.
You don't want to stand out there on Christmas Eve under your Christmas lights and hum the Whoville song?
No, not really. No, no, I don't want to do that. No.
And join hands with your family and dance in a circle.
No,
you don't want to do that.
Can't touch this year.
Well, you can with your family.
In the same household.
Yeah, in the same household, yeah.
Yes.
What fact floored you when you heard it? Oh,
no facts.
I don't think many.
I don't think any fact has floored me.
Can't think of the last thing I was like, what?
More like sports stats.
Yeah, you love some, sports
I like
stats,
sports stats. Like ones that are like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
The one I always say, and Chris is going to roll his eyes, Larry Fitzgerald, the...
I don't know who that is.
He's a receiver for in the NFL, and he has more... He has more tackles as a receiver than he does dropped balls in his career. So as a receiver, and he has more tackles.
That floored you?
But he's not supposed to. He's a receiver.
To tackle anybody.
He's not supposed to tackle anybody.
It floored you.
It did. And then he's that good. Stats. Like he's that good.
Yeah. Okay.
In his entire lengthy career, he's an old guy, that he's dropped less balls than guys he's tackled.
All right.
It's impressive.
What's the best way
like being
to...
I like the Olympics.
Still on the...
So I like the Olympics, Jason, because I'm often impressed with individual athletic accomplishments.
I like to call you're often impressed, easily impressed.
No, yeah. How is that not impressive?
It's impressive.
Continue.
What's the best way to protect Donnie's mullet from the rain? Cut it off so he doesn't look like an idiot anymore.
Come on, man.
You're really a mullet.
Let the guy flare his mullet.
Apparently, Donnie loves it when we chirp his mullet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, different Donnie. I thought you were talking about Donnie J down south.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I haven't thought of him in a couple
of
weeks.
No, it's just a guy listening named Donnie who's got a mullet. His friends chirp mullet time about it.
Briefly heard you guys talking about Christmas movies. Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie? I do. Happens at Christmas.
Yep. It's a Christmas movie.
What more qualifications do you need for a Christmas movie? It happens on Christmas.
Yeah. Like how many ticks, how many things do you need for it to be Christmas? Does Santa have to be in it?
Is it a heartfelt Christmas movie? No.
Yes, it is.
I guess so.
He saves his wife.
Yeah, he's defending everyone.
Yeah. So. He's a
spoiler
hero.
Alert.
He's a hero. Spoiler alert from 1980s movie.
Sorry about that.
Speaking of Christmas, do you guys know where to find those classic Christmas lights? I think you can get the bulbs.
Oh,
the ones that you can see the energy being wasted.
Yeah.
And the snow sizzles when it hits.
Yeah.
Because they actually give up. The new LEDs, yes, they're safer. They're cost efficient. They don't shine worth crap.
I like them.
I like the glow of the LED.
Yeah.
They don't give a big enough glow like the other colors other than white. Like, you get a nice red and green with the old school ones. Like, your lawn is red and green. They act like a floodlight.
I think you can get them at Canadian Tire still.
I think the bulbs are still there,
I think they have strings. They're strings.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think the...
Try not to set fire to anything.
No.
Yeah, please do not. Do not set fire to anything.
It's so aggravating.
Like, people used to put those on their tree indoors.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I learned to swear when my dad putting up Christmas lights. Because every time he'd bring out that string, inevitably he'd break three or four bulbs. Just trying to untangle it, on the concrete.
Yeah.
Dad, go on the grass.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to have to hand in. My dad would put them up, the string, and I would hand individual bulbs, and then he'd work his way along and
replacing
screw them
all
in.
The ones that are...
No,
oh, he
every
unscrewed
one.
The
he
bulbs
unscrewed
every year?
Bulb, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, he was an organized guy.
All right. I broke a spotlight this year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Tangled up, and I went to throw it down on the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting that the cement lid to our septic was there.
Oh, yeah.
So I just went, psh! And I was like, oh, wow, that's hard grass. And I left the glass. I don't think I've even picked it up yet.
Yeah. Some neighbor's dog.
Keeps the kids off the lawn, right?
Yeah. Shards of glass certainly does.
Keeps the kids off the lawn.
More tips on gardening. Follow Chris Biggs.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Quest.
joke text.
Text us your best, worst jokes. We read them to Jamie. Whichever one who laughs at the hardest wins.
What's an anti-masker's favorite video game?
What?
Space Invaders.
Oh, okay. Because they get an invader in the fuel space. I got you. I got you.
What do you find in a clean nose?
What?
Fingerprints.
I guess.
Yeah?
Sure.
So my grandpa came back from the hospital with some really bad news yesterday. He's addicted to Viagra. No one's taking it harder than grandma.
That's icky. That's such
a good joke.
Yeah.
You could start a fire like that.
Yeah.
How do you say three cats drowned in French?
How?
Trois cats sank.
Trois cats sank, yes.
Trois cats sank.
Yeah.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
What?
Do you think he saw us?
I was going to say, I haven't heard that one before.
Thinkisaurus.
He's writing it down. Why did the bear not eat dessert?
Why?
Because he was stuffed.
Oh, he was stuffed bear.
He's a dead bear.
He's dead.
On your carpet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, stuffed.
What do you call a pig who drives an ice resurfacer? A ham bony.
A ham bony. So dumb. Oh.
My neighborhood barber just got arrested for selling drugs. Been a customer for 6 years. No idea it was a barber.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Why did the snowman need a moist towelette?
Why?
His hands were sticky.
sticks
for his snowman arm.
Look at him today. Did you read the green pepper one?
No.
I'm not sure. Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Why?
Because it didn't have an arrow.
It didn't have an arrow. It didn't have an arrow, which is a pepper.
What do you call a dinosaur that crashes his car?
What?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, Rex. W-R-E-C-K-S.
So I think Thinkisaurus made you laugh till you peed a little. Now
Thinkisaurus? Because
not even flinching. Because
you pictured in a big dinosaur. What, do you think he's Thinkisaurus?
No, because it's not even words. It's great. Yeah.
Why is a pregnant horse faster than a regular horse?
Yeah. Why?
Because it's got 2 horsepower. Oh my God.
Asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. Guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
I guess not. That is a fact.
What'd the sign say in front of the brothel?
What?
We're closed. Beat it.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. Go beat
it. I get it. Yeah. That's
what does the clock do when it's hungry?
What?
Goes back 4 seconds.
That's terrible.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When?
When it becomes apparent.
Becomes apparent.
Apparent.
I get it.
Like obvious.
Yes, I get it. But also the play on the mom and dad.
Father,
parents.
Yeah, because it's the dad joke.
I get it.
Okay.
He's a parent.
Yep.
So which joke would you like?
Yeah.
That's it, eh?
Not my spot.
Well, it's got to be the snowman.
Why did the snowman need a moist towelette?
Because
his hands
are sticky.
Actual sticks.
All right. Winner. Congratulations. You will get $100 in Lotto Max. If you say it's 649 one more time, if I mess this up one more time, it's Lotto Max.
It's very easy for you to look up as well.
I know, but why would this- I?
It's Lotto 649.
Ah, okay. Damn it.
For tomorrow's jackpot.
Well, now they get double promo.
How much? How much is 649? Come on.
I can tell
you. It's easy to look up.
Yeah, it's easy to look it up.
Well, it is. I'm looking it up on my app. I don't get told it. 11 mil.
11 million.
On Wednesday.
That'll do.
All right. Congratulations. You might win $11 million. Well, actually, $8 million because we get one each if you win.
Yeah.
All right. It's in the fine print. Look it up.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last 4 digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
Yeah. Some of them much easier to understand than others. this fella.
Think he likes us.
Yeah, I think he likes us too. But he touches a couple subjects, I think.
Okay.
Well, here, listen.
Well, good day, boys, or good morning, boys. You make me laugh, too. I laugh more when I hear these guys with the pork pickles and whatever.
Okay, so that's in reference to the guy who hates us.
Right, okay.
Who yesterday called us
pork pickles and cracker.
Pickles, pork, and cracker.
Pickles, pork, and cracker.
Yeah.
I laugh more when I hear these guys with the pork, pickles, and whatever. What's that? And, you know, there's just people that tell you to get move over on the path when you're in the forest with your dog. Hit them with a club and put them in the forest, you know.
So
what does he want?
I think that is in reference to something
granted
about last year, how there's no trails around here in the winter.
Oh, okay.
In South Ottawa, because the cross-country skiers have claimed every trail in South Ottawa is their own.
I see what you're
saying. Nobody's allowed to go on them with dogs.
Yeah.
Because dogs, I guess, poop on the trails or something.
They wreck the tracks.
They wreck the tracks.
So he's a new track. So he said that I should club them and just leave them in the forest.
Yeah.
Cross-country
skiers. Like other humans. You should club human beings and leave them in the forest.
I think that's what it is.
I don't think you should.
No, there's just people that tell you to move over on the path. And you're in the forest with your dog, hit them with a club and put them in the forest. Yeah. You know?
Hey, that seems aggressive.
I don't have a club.
Yeah.
I don't know where you one would get.
A club. Yeah, we could make you a club.
No, I know we could make one.
But that seems a tad aggressive.
A little bit. I mean, I have wanted to.
Sure.
The entitlement of cross-country skiers is ridiculous. They're right up there with cyclists, but it's fine.
True.
Go on, sorry.
And as far as shorts down, I ran into a guy last night. He had his shorts down. He placed me right in the head and he knocked me out. He didn't give me time to put my shorts down.
No idea.
Have a nice day, boys.
No idea what that's about.
No idea.
We're talking about shorts down at some point.
Pulling shorts down, wearing shorts.
Maybe it has to do with can't fight with a naked guy.
I don't know.
Nobody ever wants to get in a fight with a naked guy.
Want
to
hear again here?
Play it again, yeah.
Okay. And as far as shorts down, I ran into a guy last night. He had his shorts down. He laced me right in the head and he knocked me out. He didn't give me time to put my shorts down.
Oh, so he wants like a fair fight? Shorts down fight.
So he ran into a guy with his shorts down.
Or it was a date?
And then he punched him in the head because he didn't even get time to put his shorts down.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't know.
It might have been a date. Sounds like a date.
Could have been, yeah. Or maybe he took him by surprise. And
found a guy with his shorts down and he was sneaking up on him.
And he didn't mind, but the guy who had his shorts down was like, oh, I better get rid of this guy and punch him in the head. Right? When really, if he'd just taken a second to talk, they could have been best friends.
Yeah. I don't know. It's confusing. I don't know.
And as far as shorts down, I ran into a guy last night. He had his shorts down. He laced me right in the head and he knocked me out. He didn't give me time to put my shorts down.
Still a bit unclear.
Maybe it's like sneaking up on a guy peeing.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
But he was like outside with their shorts around their ankles.
I don't know. Some people. Jamie did it at a urinal at a butterfly convention.
That's true.
Just at a butterfly sanctuary. Jamie just dropped his pants right to his ankles and peed at the urinal.
That's pretty funny.
It was good for laughing.
Yeah, so that was just
was
a joke.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't try to sneak up behind you and pull my shorts down.
No,
I
mean, that's no.
Pop me on the
I would head. Ask. I would ask you. I'd be like, hey, Jamie, you want to?
Care for a length?
Yeah.
But you can call the Dougie line with, as you can see, anything.
Yeah.
613-216-3849 or 216-DUGGY.
And the guy who hates us, call us again. We'll play him a little later.
Right,
the
sure did. Right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's the most important object you own? I'm going to say my car.
Yeah, probably I was thinking car.
Because you can live, not well, but like we could still do our job and we could still sort of get around without our house.
Yeah.
Just go get a gym membership, go shower there.
Yeah. I need my car.
Like it would suck to live in your car. God, that would suck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah.
People do it.
People do it when they have to. Shaving cream or soap? Not shaving cream.
I just use soap. I tried shaving cream. Even when I shaved my head before, I would use shaving cream, but I found it didn't really work, so I just used soap.
Yeah. I've used soap many times when I ran out of shaving cream, but it's just. James, what do you use for your
nothing?
Half an inch on your cheek and
just bare.
Half an inch under your beard.
Just bare.
Just bare, eh?
Yeah.
Really, huh? Captain sensitive skin over here? Really?
Just from the sun, I'm sensitive.
Oh, I see.
You have iron flesh. Your only weakness is the sun.
You've seen I don't bleed.
You don't bleed.
It takes a lot for me to bleed. You know that. I have shown you many times. I'm like, there should be bleeding right now, this cut.
I think I call that poor circulation.
No, yeah. I have great. Remember when we got the, my blood pressure is fantastic.
Well, that's right.
Just got thick skin over here. Yeah. Right. Just not to the sun. It's
no,
a
not
secret
to the
weapon.
Sun. I'm not tougher than the sun.
No, nobody's tougher than the sun.
Some people think they are. Those raisins.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever put in your mouth on a dare? Mine was a century egg, and they're disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that sounds disgusting. I don't know.
What? What's a century egg?
I have no idea.
It's like a fermented egg, is it not?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I believe it's a fermented. I don't think it's actually 100 years old.
Oh, okay, I ate an onion like an apple.
Uh-huh.
That was your idea.
That was disgusting. That was just hard.
No one dared you. You just did it.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know how to get dared.
Stuff on a dare.
Dirt? I don't know.
My ex is recently single and texting me. What should I do? Delete the contact. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. Just delete the contact. You don't need it.
Yeah. And she's probably an ex for a reason. So, you know, unless you're single and you just want to get a little past, you know, one night little recap.
Romp.
If you were offered a job in the U.S., would you go? Well, there's a lot of factors there.
Yes.
I mean, would you give me a green card, obviously? How much is the job worth?
Yeah.
You know,
where in the U.S. is
all
it?
Sorts of factors.
A lot of the same factors as if we had got a job in this country somewhere else, too. Like, where?
Like, if someone said, hey, you guys want to work in Ottawa? We'd say, well, what are you going to pay us? And
yeah.
Where, like,
how long's the deal? What's involved in it?
The same thing. So,
yeah. It would take a lot of money to go to the U.S. right now, though.
Right now, yeah.
I'm real. Yeah. That country has some hard days ahead of it. So, going for a vasectomy next week. Any recovery tips? Jason, you're the only one in here who snipped.
Just take her easy, right? Sit down, watch some Netflix, get a frozen bag of peas on your sack there, and have your wife bring you stuff. It's great couple days.
Yeah. Play it up.
It really doesn't...
Play it up.
It's. I mean, there are potential side effects, but usually they're your fault. You know, don't go play
So like our
soccer.
Friend Roy, who went and played hockey like 2 days after and then wondered why they...
Swole up. Yeah. So I knew a guy who they swelled up like a grapefruit, but it's because he went out and played soccer. Yeah. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Just sit down, relax. There's lots of stuff to watch.
Use it.
Yeah.
Like when she's pregnant, you got to hear about that forever. Yeah. You have like 2 or 3 days.
I don't even know if they make an incision anymore. I think they put a little needle in there.
Don't
or something.
Tell them. Just it's a terrible, terrible thing. So painful. Can't move. Cannot move. Why is hot sauce hotter on the way out? I don't find that at all. I know that's a myth. That, like,
what?
You eat hot. When you eat hot food, then when you go to the bathroom, it stings on the way out. It's never been a case for me.
Oh, no, never? It depends on the kind of pepper I eat. Some hot sauces or peppers, I can eat them. I'm totally fine. Yeah. And then other ones are like, oh, that's a spicy butter hole.
Jesus.
Jamie or Jason.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks.
Got a little Johnny Cash.
Well, we're talking about that
there.
Topic. I'm normally mad at you for.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why. I'm sorry.
You never had a spicy one, eh?
Now that I can recall.
You never had Johnny Cash ass.
I don't know.
Ring of fire.
Ring of fire. No, not that
never.
I can think of. No, I mean like when you're sick. Like when I have the flu or something.
That
and
sure hurts.
And there's hot lava coming out
not
of me for
spicy,
like a few days. No, never.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't eat a lot of spicy food, though.
Oh, well, that could be the reason.
There's the reason.
There's
no, but I don't shy from it either.
No, it's just, that's why.
I've eaten very spicy food and not remembered having any sort of... ring of fire.
Go out for a nice vindaloo today and then tell me how you feel later on.
I don't want to play an instrument later.
No. Okay.
That was a joke. I'm well aware.
Yeah.
It's Indian food. Just making jokes. We can go now.
Okay.
Instant answer question.
Time now for... Auto what?
Yeah, time for auto what. So you have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Jason on the phone.
Gettable today, too.
Oh, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Good morning, guys. Have you listened to auto what before?
Yeah, I've done this more than once, and okay. I stink at it.
Oh, all right. Well, try not to suck as bad.
Jamie says it's gettable, so
here you go, buddy.
This could be the day.
Okay, your time will begin after the first question. In what country do women get the highest or most plastic surgery per person in the world?
United States.
What month of the year is the first day of winter in?
December.
Spell economic.
E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C.
Clark Griswold was up to his old antics in what movie released 31 years ago today?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is juggling cooler than playing hacky sack?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say no.
All right. I'll wait for the time to run out. Let's go over your answers. Is juggling cooler than playing hacky sack? You said no. That's correct.
That is correct. Yeah, hacky sack is still barely, but is cooler than juggling.
Clark Griswold was up to his old antics in what movie released 31 years ago today? You said Christmas Vacation. That is correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Said the whole name.
Two for two. Yeah. You spelled economic correctly.
Three for three.
What month of the year is the first day of winter in? You said December. That is correct.
Wow.
Four for four.
Oh, Jason. What country do women get the highest or most plastic surgery per person in the world? You said the United States of America. That is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That's Argentina.
It's Argentina, my friend.
Oh, it sucks so bad.
Yeah, you were so close.
Well, hey.
Sorry, buddy.
Probably the closest you've ever got, so keep trying, Jason, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Yeah, good times.
It is good times. If you've noticed, we've changed our song question.
Yes.
To Argentina. So that
did that yesterday. So if he was
probably will be that answer for at least a week or two.
Yes.
Probably.
Maybe three.
All right. It's a country, so it's got a lot of facts, right?
There's a lot of facts about it, yeah. I did not know that about the plastic surgery.
Oh, me either.
It's a fact, yeah. Now, you actually like, is this just like fake Argentina facts?
Just make up facts?
Because you've done it before. So I'm just
telling you. Yeah, it's not
facts.
I don't
make up facts. I ask questions that might be.
You make up questions based on facts you haven't researched.
You even laughed at that because you know it's true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, fair enough.
I hear them, you know.
Yeah, you hear them. I hear them, you know, in conversations with seniors.
People.
Well, hey. He didn't. That was a correct fact, and he got it wrong. So we'll try again tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
So for the last couple weeks, we've met a guy who hates us. We're just going to call him the guy who hates us.
Either that or our number one listener, because he seems to always be listening.
He said we're worse than clowns.
Bunch of ding-dongs.
Right. Yeah.
Total jerks.
Yeah.
Okay. Jerk clown ding-dongs. And what did he say yesterday? What was the update yesterday?
Yeah, pickles, pork, and cracker.
Right, okay. He told us to go back to China.
Three clowns need to be put into a box and sent back to wherever you came from. Right. Probably made in China.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So he left us another message, but he's got an offer that we might consider.
Yeah, because we love helping the children.
Right. So here's his message from last night.
Hey, pickles, pigs, and I should say pickles, pork, and cracker.
Okay.
Pickles.
If you can't even remember your own chirp, that's three words.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Put some more time to that. Just hang up and really, it's a message service.
Yeah, just hang up
and leave it again. Yeah. But whatever, go on.
Pickles, pork, and cracker. That's it.
Yeah.
These guys, you get off the air, I'll buy all the snowsuits for all the kids.
Oh, wow.
Just get off the air and let us play some music and listen to music instead of your jabberish garbage.
Jabber?
It could be jibber jabber, right?
Could be a jibber jabber.
Yeah,
it's all garbage.
All garbage.
All fair. All right. Everything we said.
Get these guys gone.
Yeah.
Like today.
Okay, we get it.
All right. So that's an interesting proposition because I'd be more than willing to take the rest of the month off if that guy bought all the snowsuits today.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Should we ask our boss?
Yeah, we got him on the phone. Okay. We got our boss, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
First of all, I like that guy. He's got some good points.
I figured you'd like him.
Oh, boy.
So, Adam, we know his phone number because he leaves it on the diet. When people text in the donations or go to the website, they have to leave their phone number, right?
Right.
Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you don't know. So if this guy donates $500,000 worth of snows, like of cash for the snowsuits, can we have the rest of the month off?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I was even thinking like for every every 100 snowsuits he buys, you guys don't have to come into work. He could do the show. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Okay, so for every 100...
that he buys?
You'll give him an hour of airtime?
Yeah, you guys can take the day off, and it can be this guy's radio show.
Amazing. That sounds great to me.
That's awesome. All right, so we know his number, so if he donates, we'll know.
Oh, wait a second. We still get paid, right?
No, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. All right, so...
still, though, some time off. We are.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, take a couple days off for if he buys 100 snowsuits. I mean, that's...
Do we know this guy's name?
He's the guy who hates us.
He's the guy who hates us.
I have several names for him, but I don't know his real one.
Yeah, no, we can come up... we can give him a little show, and he can do the show in the morning, and he can play the tunes he wants, and it'd be great.
All right.
All right, wow.
They have so to buy 100 snowsuits. All the snowsuits are just 100?
100.
Okay. 100 for a show.
For every 100 he buys, he can get a day off.
Oh, wow.
He can come on to do the show for a day.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea. All right, cool.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for watching.
Yeah. I do like that guy, though. You guys have a good day.
Wow. You too. I don't know why I got to be mean on the way out the door. You can just say goodbye. The guy hates us.
Well.
He hang up?
Yeah, of course he hung up. He's done.
He seemed rather short with us.
He's always rather short.
He likes this guy. Maybe it's him.
I don't know.
Do you think so?
Hey, pickles, pigs, pork, and chicken, cracker.
I love that so much.
What a challenge. If he's up to it.
Sure.
Our boss is down.
So it's $50 a snowsuit.
Right. Yeah.
So it's $5,000.
Yeah.
And then he gets a day of him doing the morning show.
Yeah. So if you do 100 snowsuits.
Today. We'll take Friday off.
Yeah, we'll take Friday off. Not anyone, just the guy who hates us.
Yeah, just that dick.
Maybe we'll open up to anyone as we get closer to Christmas. One more time off.
I'll take more time.
Yeah, sure.
Great job.
You okay?
I recovered, yeah.
Did you fall off your chair a little?
No, I didn't. My massive calf muscle hit the lever that drops the chair, so it almost crushed my leg.
Oh,
really?
I hate that.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I
recovered. Hey, pickles, pigs, and I should say pigs. Pickles, pork, and chicken cracker.
I can't wait to 4 hours of that guy.
Yeah, that's all garbage.
Perfect.
All right. Well, the challenge is back at you, sir.
Yep.
Bring it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Biggs and Barr Show. We'd love you to text us your questions, please. 762-555. Any topic, any subject, something in the news, something we said today, you want more clarification on something in your life you need help with, whatever. All right? Like if you were to say, hey, how do I donate $25 to your 10,000 snowsuit challenge? That's easy. You just text the word snow to 45678. And then if you do it twice, you buy a whole snowsuit.
Yeah.
And we're on our way to 10,000.
10,000 snowsuits.
10,000.
You might have like 100 extra snowsuits by the end of the day if the guy who hates us comes up to his challenge.
Yeah, he won't.
Well, let's hope so.
He's all squawk, no walk. You know what I mean?
I've never heard that.
I just made it up right now.
No squawk, no all. Oh, wow.
All squawk, no walk. Look at that.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's a pretty
all squawk,
good one.
No walk.
It's a good one. I like it. See? Like, if you're like, who's the genius that made up all squawk, no walk? I'd be like Chris Biggs.
Yeah. Or you could be like Doug Ford.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
He's a little harder than ba.
Baffoons.
Yeah.
He's your buffoons.
It's just buffoons. You don't have to say baffoons. But I've never heard such tomfoolery in my life.
Buffoonery.
I've never heard such buffoonery in my life.
See, at least he says it right.
Yeah.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
No. No, Mr. Premier, we will not. All right. 762.
Premier.
I know.
Premier, yeah.
I know. It's like a movie release.
Every time we talk about Doug Ford.
Listen. Back off.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All squawk, no walk.
No walk.
All
yeah. Right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Has Disco Burt left the building? Haven't heard about him for a while. No, he shows up every now and again.
Hey. It's Disco Burt.
Oh.
Is this just me? He's here.
Yeah. What do you consider to be your best find?
Best find. I know the best purchase that I've made in the last.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Some odd years. Our king bed.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
You're just new to the king bed.
Yeah,
line,
right? I guess about a year, almost not even. Six glorious. Months in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, I can actually, like, move my arms out from my side.
Yeah, it's true. So much room for activities.
Yeah, so much room for activity.
Where did kick rocks come from?
I'm not sure. Jamie started saying it.
Yeah.
Kick rocks, bud.
Imagine, we love it, though. It's great because you know what it means, but you're not really offending anybody. But it's still, like, got some punch, you know? Kick rocks. Yeah.
It's I can
white or colored Christmas lights?
I like white Christmas lights.
Yeah, I like a theme. I just don't like, I don't care what color you roll with. Like, if you want to do, you know, a couple color, but I don't like people whose lawn looks like
mishmash.
Christmas threw up on it. You know what I mean? Like, there's like two bushes that are just red and white lights. One bush that's got all the multicolored lights, another one that's blue. I don't know.
You should head down to Taffy Lane in Orleans. I was there on the weekend, went did the little drive by. It's like a little court.
Do they sell delicious taffy?
No, they don't. No. They should. That would be, and then give the money to charity. That'd be a great idea. But anyway, most of the houses participate, but I love seeing like Christmas times 10 on one lawn, and then the next lawn, not even a porch light even lit. I'm like, man, that guy must hate everybody. Like, not even his porch light on.
And before any of you ask, I do not live on Taffy Lane.
No.
Has anyone ever called to say or text you something that actually pissed you off?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sure.
Over the years, for sure.
Usually when people don't listen to what we say. If people disagree with us, it's fine, whatever. Yeah, or if someone just wants to chirp us, we love that. That's fine. But if somebody took something we said and didn't understand it and then got mad at it, that usually pisses us off. But more just because we're like, man, shut up. Like, if you're not going to listen, don't. End of the conversation. A lot of questions about gas in the room today, which
really?
Yeah, like, you guys ever gas each other out?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, not as much as we used to.
That's true.
I don't know why.
Better or something? Not really. No. Eh? Like, it used to be horrendous days, like, for all of us. We would yell at each other almost.
We're like, stop it!
Yeah, like.
Well, the way we used to be set up, I used to sit across from the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then for many months, our air conditioner was out one summer.
You had a fan
behind me. So whenever I did relief, it would go right in Chris's mouth.
Yeah, like instantly.
And I would laugh.
Like before it was fully out of him, it was in me. Like it was awful. It was awful. Like, oh my God. Like, as he's like smiling. So yeah, I mean, we're three men. It's gross and juvenile, but it's what men do, you know? Can you call the clown guy Bumstain from now on? No, we just like the guy who hates us.
Whatever.
There's always been one guy who hates us. Wherever, like, it just when one fades away, a new one steps up.
Sure.
So he is the current guy addition. Who hates us. Yeah.
And like, don't be fooled. Like, he listens all the time.
Yeah.
That's how he knows. That's how he knows all this stuff.
Of course. Yeah. No, I'm not worried about it. If Doug Ford donates $5,000, will you stop being buffoons?
No. Never. Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Does he think it's like baboons? Is that what he thinks?
Maybe.
Maybe combine baboons with buffoons? And he didn't know what to say?
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
All right.
He put some heat on it, though. I like it. He was pissed.
Buffoons.
Yeah.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Buffoons. Yeah. No,
we won't. I mean, we'll tell him that if it gets 5K in snowsuits to the kids.
Sure.
I mean, we'll lie right to his face.
Sorry, Doug.
Yes, we will stop acting like buffoons, sir.
Baffoons.
Yeah, baffoons.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Yeah. Yes, sir. If you give 5K.
It's an answer question.
Biggs and Barr Show.
Can you believe that?
Jamie is so angry at the television.
I don't mind it. You ever had a chocolate raspberry thing before?
Put raspberries, raspberries in brownies.
Yeah, with some white chocolate chips too. It looks pretty good.
Out of town.
Some snaggletooth chef lady. It just made Jamie so mad because she put raspberries in brownies. Yeah. Like, he was screaming at the TV. Don't you dare.
I said, you can just eat them.
Just eat those. So angry. But
she put them in.
It's white chocolate and raspberry. Does that make it a little bit better for you? A little more.
Leave the brownies be.
Holy.
What about nuts? You ever put nuts in your brownies?
Nuts and brownies, another travesty.
Really?
Yes.
I don't mind nuts.
I don't mind a nut and a brownie.
No, I'll eat it. I'll eat it. But still a travesty.
Okay. It's a travesty. Well,
raspberries and brownie.
You okay?
I'm worked up.
I see that. I see that. We're going to get out of here. You have yourself a great day. Play safe. You got 2 hours of nonstop rock coming up. Don't forget, please donate to our 10,000 Snowsuit Challenge. Text the word snow to 45678.
Mm-hmm. Or go to Shea106.com and click on the link and donate any amount you want.
And if you want to jump on our Instagram today, there's a little video of Jason being Professor Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always enjoyable.
I'm sure it's flattering.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't look at myself before you filmed me, so I probably am even more disgusting than usual.
Well, no, just your hair right now. You got the COVID flow going, so it's
going to keep it for a while.
Please do.
Flovid.
Grow it to your ass.
Maybe. It'll take some time.
And then, no, here's what you do. Grow it long enough. Can you do the Viking haircut that I've wanted to do my whole life, but I'm bald, so I can't?
What, just shave the undercut?
Yeah, like keep it, and then like braid it tight, like a Viking warrior, man.
Takes work.
With your beard? How badass did you look? Aside from being like 5'1",
I'm looking at myself. 4'9". I'm 4'9". I'm looking at that video.
He's not even short. It's just fun.
I don't like
this. I got what else? Other digs going.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow. Bye. The Biggs and Barr Show.